This is A to Z. An Introduction to Islamic Lifestyle. Today's lesson, Hating Gossip. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. One of the worst of actions is gossiping, which is severely prohibited in Islam. It sometimes causes social conflict and disorder among people. The Holy Prophet, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said to his companions, "Shall I not inform you of the worst among you?" They said, "Yes, O Messenger of Allah." He said, "Those who go to and fro bearing tales, who cause separation between friends, and who seek deficiencies in those who are sound." So, you know, if you look at this whole, you know, tradition that comes to us reported from the Holy Prophet, he is telling us about the worst of the people. This is huge. This is big, right? When the Prophet calls someone to be the worst of people, then it is something serious. So those who have the habit of doing gossip end up making stories regarding others. Isn't that right? They come up with these fictitious and, you know, these self-made and unreal stories. These stories are not only false most of the times, but also cause misunderstandings and separation between friends and acquaintances. Gossip is a serious contributing factor in damaging relationships. Hence, it is very discouraged in Islam to develop the habit of doing gossip, right? We have seen so many marriages fail and break because of these small talk and gossips, right? Self-made stories and tales about others. So we have to be very careful in what we say, because according to our ulama of akhlaq, most of the sins that a person commits are through his tongue. Welcome back, dear listeners. Today we are discussing the topic of hating gossip. And we said that gossip is something that Islam has severely discouraged, making up stories about other people, coming up with these tales, you know, something that is unfounded, unreal. This is something Islam has discouraged us from doing. So in one instance, downplaying the act of doing gossip, the Messenger of Allah, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, informed us of the consequences of doing gossips. So let's see what he has to say. The Prophet of Allah says, "The worst of people are those who hate the believers, and the believers in their hearts hate them, who go to and fro bearing tales, who cause separation between friends, and who seek deficiencies in those who are sound. Allah will not look at them on the day of resurrection and will not purify them." This is very serious. The Prophet is saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to look at them on the day of resurrection. So they're not going to have that meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Of course, when we say meeting, Allah is not a physical body. So we're talking about meeting Him in this metaphysical sense, right? And also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not purify them. Now, you know that we have traditions certifying to the fact that if somebody has committed some, you know, sins and is a believer at the same time, was negligent here and there, Allah is going to purify him from those sins through different means and methods. But in this case, somebody who makes stories about other believers, makes these tales about other believers, Prophet is saying that Allah will not purify them. Being deprived of Allah's mercy on the day of resurrection is a horrible thing, brothers and sisters. And one of the reasons of why Allah would take away His mercy from anyone on the day of resurrection is this very habit of doing gossip.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parsetoday.ir.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.